ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به حق تعالی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God. Dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode. Today, we are going to elaborate on the standpoints of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, on some of the parameters and manifestations of political and social freedom, such as freedom of women, freedom of religious minorities, and freedom of expression at universities and throughout the activities of student establishments. One of the important aspects and manifestations of political and religious freedoms in the view of Imam Khomeini is freedom at universities and within student activities. In the pre-revolution era, university complexes, as the main centers of protests and anti-regime struggles, were under highly strict security measures, with the protesting students facing the harshest and most violent reactions of the then governments. The students who were against the former despotic regime of Shah were deprived of education, incarcerated and tortured on the slightest pretexts. There was a climate of fear at universities in the pre-revolution era, and if the university lecturers criticized the former dictatorial regime and its suppressive policies, they were immediately pursued. The father of Islamic Revolution, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, lambasted that status quo and urged freedom at universities so that students and lecturers would be respected and the independence of universities would be safeguarded and protected. One of the features of democratic ruling systems is presence of freedom for religious and ethnical minorities and protection of their civil rights. One of the questions which were asked from Imam Khomeini in the midst of victory of Islamic Revolution was the state of religious minorities in the sacred Islamic system. In response to this question, the Imam pointed out, "Shah's regime does not treat religious minorities better than Muslims. We certainly respect others' beliefs the most." After the ouster of the dictatorial regime of Shah and establishment of a religious democracy, the living conditions will be very good for the overwhelming majority of Muslims and religious minorities. In response to questions about the level of freedom of religious minorities in performance of their religious rituals throughout the rule of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini pointed out that religious minorities benefit from adequate rights in these realms, and the sacred Islamic system is duty-bound to fully defend their rights. The Imam separated the ideology of Zionism from Judaism while referring to Iranian Jews as compatriots who maintain their full rights under the rule of Muslims. The Imam separated the Zionist regime and Zionists from Iranian Jews, while adding that upon the victory of the Islamic Revolution and establishment of the sacred Islamic system, relations with Zionist regime of Israel will be severed forever. However, Jews will be free to stay in Iran because the divine and sacred religion of Islam respects and honors all religions. Dear listeners, this is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the weekly series, In the Path of the Imam. One of the other aspects of freedom of religious minorities in Iran is the rights of Sunnis. The father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, with an exemplary prudence, named Shias and Sunnis as religious brethren, while adding that their differences are the result of hostility of enemies of Islam. The Imam underscored, "We announce our fraternity with our Sunni brethren. It is the enemies of Islam who want to drive a wedge between us and our brothers." The sage of the age, Imam Khomeini, pointed out that solidarity of Muslims foils the conspiracy of enemies, while naming the unity of Shias and Sunnis as a necessity. The Imam underlined that if Muslims are unified, hegemonic powers would never be able to dominate us. Freedom of elections is one of the important aspects and manifestations of political participation and one of the cornerstones of democratic ruling systems. The man of the millennium and the sage of the age, Imam Khomeini, who was completely aware of the importance of free and fair elections in a democratic ruling system, called for a referendum on the nature of the ruling system after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, which led to the establishment of the Islamic Republic of Iran with over 98% of the cast votes. In the run-up to the victory of Islamic Revolution, the Imam named holding free and fair elections as the most important duty of the future post-revolution government. One of the other aspects of the view and standpoint of Imam Khomeini on freedom is the political freedom of women and their participation in decision-makings. The Imam referred to the injustices which were imposed on women during the rule of former despotic regime of Shah, while underlining that Shia school of thought considers a highly elevated status for women in community. Dear listeners, that was this week's episode In the Path of the Imam. Thank you very much.